Well, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, it's the FA Cup, you get a break from the league. And I think that West Ham getting injuries, getting their injuries back now, starting to find a little bit of form. And it's the FA Cup. So it's one of those where, you know, it's a very good game. Whoever wins out, that will be a very, very good game.
Did you watch the game Friday? Exeter yes, against Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp won't make the same mistake and play all kids again up at Anfield for the replay, will he?
I'm not sure. I don't think he had much choice with the team he chose. And I think in the end, I thought they deserved their draw. The kids played very, very well in the end. They had to dig in a very tough environment. But I think that you might see a couple of the bigger names playing, because I think it's an opportunity for Liverpool to get through. And Jurgen has said that he wants to win something.
Tottenham have got a replay against Leicester. They'll be pretty much sick of the sight of each other by the time it gets round at the fourth round. But supposing, let's say that, be positive, Tottenham get through. Yeah. I know you'll back me up 100% on that. away at Colchester. Could be something useful happening there for Tottenham this season if they get through on the replay.
Well, Tottenham fans that I've spoken to, they would love to win the FA Cup and get in the top four. They think that's a very good season for them. I think they can set their standards a bit higher, depending on not getting injuries to someone like Harry Kane. But you look at it and the way Tottenham are going to be one of the favourites in the competition. And I think that if they do get through, I think it'd be a good experience for Colchester to play against them. But I think that Tottenham will definitely have too much for someone, because Tottenham are one of the fancy teams for me in the FA Cup this year.
North London neighbours, Arsenal against Burnley. Yeah. Do you reckon Arsene Wenger was rubbing his hands when you pulled that one out?
Well, I think that, you know, Arsenal's, and like I say, the so-called top teams, if you've got a draw at home, it's not a case of rubbing hands. It's more a case of like, okay, we've got to do a job and we've got a bit of luck by getting the home draw. It does make it a little bit easier. But at the same time, you know, Burnley, nothing to lose, coming to the Emirates, it'll be a big day for them. So it's going to be a tough game, but Arsenal are playing pretty well at the moment. You know, they've had a couple of hiccups, but they're consistent. They're not losing too many games. They're drawing and winning games. So it's good at the moment.
Now, perhaps one of the more difficult ones, Crystal Palace versus Stoke. Mark Hughes has got Stoke playing some tremendous football up there, but your old mate Alan Pardew's not doing a bad job at Selhurst either.
No, he's not. And I think it suits Stoke away from home, because they can defend very well with the experienced players they've got at the back. And, you know, with the four boys they've got, Afellay, Arnautovic, Bojan and Shaqiri, away from home, they can cause all sorts of problems. So I'm sure Alan Pardew will be well aware of that. And if they can get a couple of their big boys back, Bolasie was missing and Kabayi was missing in their last game that I saw against Chelsea. So if they get those guys back, and, you know, I mean, it should be a very good game, that one.
Watford going to Nottingham Forest. Watford have been the surprise package, or one of the surprise packages in the Premier League, but that could be a tricky one, couldn't it, up at Forest?
Well, again, you know, Watford are flying high, and they'll go into that game as the favourites with their form in the Premier League. So it's one of those that Forest won't be under too much pressure in respect of getting a result, but, you know, the pressure will be on Watford. And so, you know, we'll see how they deal with that when they're normally going into games as underdogs.
And the last one, Chelsea away at Northampton Town or MK Dons. I think they'll be quite happy with that, won't they?
Yeah, I think they will as well. I think that if it was Chelsea under Mourinho, with everything what's happening with Mourinho, nobody knows what was going on there. And in the end, he's lost his job. But the fact is, they look to me, what I saw against Crystal Palace, like a team that's very much on the mend. Costa was working very hard, their midfield was firing very well, and, you know, the defence, they look very solid. So, you know, Chelsea again are going to be favourites in this competition, because they've got a quality squad.
And looking at this draw, you're staying with Tottenham, Arsenal as possible winners. Man City are away from home again.
Yeah, but Man City will be fine.
And on the road, they're not looking so clever, are they?
Yeah, but I think that, again, we're getting to the stage of the season where they know they have to win games in the Premier League, and the momentum, keep the momentum going, and that will be in the FA Cup as well. Winning away in the FA Cup, still winning away from home. So you've got to say that Manchester City, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, you know, Man United, all of them teams are favourites. Are favourites to are fancied as favourites to go far in the competition.